So the Public Health Agency of Canada obviously is trying to get information about COVID during the last couple of years, and they've used what they called anonymized cell phone location data. I'll let you chew on that ugly phrase. Anonymized, so anonymous cell phone location data. So they're tracking you. They strip it, they say, of your personal data. So they can sort of track location, so they can track patterns of the pandemic, who's going where it is. The question is this an invasion of your privacy, a form of surveillance? Well, opposition MPs are saying we're really worried about this. And in fact, they want the Public Health Agency of Canada's plan, and they're still doing it, to use this data to be reviewed. And they're actually going to have a House of Commons Ethics Committee is going to hold an emergency meeting about this. Has the government of Canada collected data from millions of you, from your mobile phones, and is it safe? Well, Conservative Shadow Minister for Ethics, John Bassard, he's the one who wants this. Here's what he said. He's warning the pandemic shouldn't be used to erode your personal privacy. Here's what he said.
It is vital that we do not allow the COVID response to create permanent backslide of the rights and freedoms of Canadians.
So how true is that? Well, the Public Health Agency of Canada said it has used, God, the language here is so ugly, but just follow it. It has used de-identified, so there's none of your personal stuff, data, and aggregated data to inform the government of Canada's response of COVID-19. They say they consulted with privacy and ethics experts, including the Office of the Privacy Commissioner at every step. But the Globe and Mail reported, and Ian Bailey reported, that the Privacy Commissioner was not consulted about this. How bad is this? Should you be worried, or is this... This has been, by the way, been used all over the place for years. Governments and provincial governments use this data. Should you be worried? Well, to get a nonpartisan view, our friend Dr. Anne Kavoukian, the former three-term Ontario Privacy Commissioner, and now the executive director of the Global Privacy and Security by Design Center, joins us to give her view on it. First of all, Happy New Year, Doc. How are you?
Happy New Year, Evan. I'm great, except this story is so appalling. It just makes my blood boil because they're accessing, the government accessed 33 million Canadians' iPhone data, or mobile data, without their knowledge or consent. And they said, oh, well, don't worry. We de-identified it. It's no problem. Are you kidding me? There's all kinds of different ways you can de-identify data. If you don't use strong de-identification protocols combined with a risk of re-identification framework, you can re-identify the data. It is appalling. And they didn't consult. They didn't ask for the advice of the Federal Privacy Commissioner of Canada. Wouldn't you think they would do that?
They did not do it. The Privacy Commissioner's office confirmed that. So let's just go slowly over that. For you, this is common. For a lot of us listening, it's not.
Yes.
You're saying, so tell us the process. They collect this data. How do they de-identify? Do they have to first do they have to say, oh, we've got Dr. Anne Kavoukian or Evan Solomon or Joe Smith's data, and now we'll just strip it out so they actually have it. Then you're saying they erase it, but can they recover it? So just walk us through the process.
Oh, yes. There's a whole literature on the de-identification of data and the ways in which you can use simple de-identification techniques, simply remove your name, my name, and that can be easily re-identified. See, that's why you have to go to great lengths, and there's all kinds of protocols out there on strong de-identification techniques that combine it with what's called a risk of re-identification framework to look at the possibility. What is the risk of re-identification? Because it's there. And so you have to go to great lengths to do this. I can bet you my bottom dollar they have not done that.
And nobody's told us that. There has been no public disclosure about all they said is we assure you, don't worry, we've de-identified. They have not said used this protocol, we use this technique, and there is no risk of re-identification. They haven't told us that, have they?
No, because I'm betting they can't say that. And why wouldn't you consult with the Privacy Commissioner's office? That's what they're for. Therefore, why would you do this on 33 million people, their cell phone data? Why would you take that risk? This is what I think is so appalling about this. If it's all being done under the covers, no one knows about it. It was like an accident that somebody found out about it. And
but
now,
they were talking about this all the time. I mean, for even for 2 years, they kept saying, we've identified Canadians through cell phone use. We're collecting. This was kind of all in front of us. But I guess no one in the hysteria of the pandemic, people were like, wait a second, you're infringing not only on our civil liberties and restrictions, but also maybe on our privacy.
Oh, absolutely. And now they're saying, oh, well, if people want, they can opt out of this. How the hell can they opt out when they don't even know what's going on? You know, they're not making any sense in terms of having made a public statement about this, telling people we're going to access your cell phone data, but if you'd like to opt out, feel free to do so. It's nonsense. They're just making this up as they go, and that's why I'm delighted that both the Conservatives and the NDPs, the Ethics Committee, et cetera, they're all over this now, and they're saying, how can you do this? How can you assure de-identification when we didn't even know this was taking place?
What kind of so let's say they could re-identify us, use it, the data. What kind of data will they have? What could it be used for?
They would know that Ann Kavukian or Evan Solomon was at such and such a place on such and such a time. They can track you. It's associated with time and place, et cetera. Your movements can be tracked. I don't know about you, but my cell phone lives with me. Everywhere I go, my cell phone goes. So they could know everywhere I've been. They could determine, did I meet with Evan? Did I meet with others? There's so much data that can be discovered this way.
And the other thing is, how well was this data protected? I don't know. For example, could consumer companies who want this data hack into it before it's unidentified, or could they hack into it now and re-identify it? Could criminals, could police surveillance use it? They could say, you know what, let's take that. We're looking for someone. We know the Public Health Agency of Canada has this. We'll just be able to re-identify this information and track Ann Kavukian because she's a suspect. Is that even remotely possible?
Everything is remotely possible, Evan. The possibilities associated with tracking of cell phone data are extensive. And that's why you have to go to great lengths to protect the data. And I urge anyone who has an iPhone or an Android to go to Apple and Google and say, how can I ensure that no one ever gains access to my identifiable data? Everybody should be doing that right now. But PHAC,
by the way, is that possible to cover that up?
I believe it's possible, Evan. I want them to go and make these inquiries of Apple and Google and do it now. But getting back to this group, what bothers me, this is the Public Health Agency of Canada. Surely there should be some transparency associated with what they're doing. There was no transparency associated with this. And it just happened that John Broussard found out about this, the Conservative ethics critic, and he raised it, and then the NDP got into it, and now they're all very concerned. I'm very pleased that they're very concerned. And they said that PHAC, the Public Health Agency of Canada, was using this mobile data without telling anybody. Those are their words.
Right. And how do they get it? Like, do the companies hand over the data? Is there any restriction that, you know, they say, hey, iPhone, hey, Google, whoever, we need this data. And how do the authorities get it?
That's a very good question, Evan. And let's place that question to Apple and Google, because they sure as heck shouldn't be handing over anybody any data to the government or anybody else without first seeking my consent.
This is a big one.
This is so big, and I'm so glad you're focusing on it, because privacy is being eroded, as you know. Surveillance is mounting. So anytime we find that the government is engaging in this level of surveillance with cell phone data, we have to shut this down. We have to let the government know this is completely unacceptable.
Well, Ann Kavukian, I can hear the concern in your voice, Dr. Ann Kavukian. Former three-term Ontario Privacy Commissioner, Executive Director of the Global Privacy and Security by Design Center. Hey, that is incredible. And we'll be covering this on Power Play tonight on CTV. I'm going to have MPs on, so I really appreciate your perspective as always. Thanks, Doc.
Excellent. My pleasure as always. Thank you, Evan.